Welcome to this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's. In the chair is Sean Weatherspoon, the Falcon linebacker. It's been kind of a different year for you. A little tough with the injury. What'd you learn during that process?
Man, I learned that you got to take every snap, you know, like it's your last. You know, you never know when it could be your last. So that's definitely something I'll take from it. But I had a chance to sit back and watch football, you know, from a different angle.
Yeah.
And I think it gave me a different aspect on the game, you know, just watching the X's and O's. And I think it's helped me come back, you know, being, you know, a little bit banged up. It's still helping me mental-wise, you know.
You've been banged up before, but not for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. You talk about seeing the game differently. What do you learn from that?
Man, when you get to watch it, you know, every week, when you sit out about 7 to 8 weeks, it's pretty tough. And you have to find something to get better at. And I think watching the tape definitely helped me stay focused on, you know, continuing to know my assignment. And, you know, being out is tough. You know, we don't get to go out on the field. So you have to really focus in on that. Just sitting in the back and helping the younger guys that are out there playing and just continuing to try to better yourself. So it just gave me a chance to get better, you know, mentally, just sitting back and just looking at the X's and O's and having a different aspect of it as opposed to just being out there every week going through it, you know.
Yeah.
It was tough, but I think it helped me learn a little bit.
All right. Now, let's be honest, though. When the Falcons are playing at home and to a degree on the road and you were traveling with them, you were on the sideline and it was like you were the coach, the emotional coach, if nothing else. You still wanted to bring that energy.
Yes, sir.
That you have as a player, even though you couldn't play, right?
Yes, sir. I think that's something that you, you know, if you're not a selfish guy, I think that's something that should come natural, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Helping your teammates in any way that you can. You can't be out there on the field, so you got to cheer them on, help them out in any way, man. Just jumping around, showing some energy. I think that's something that other guys can take and, you know, helps them a little bit when they're out there. So I'll continue to be that, you know, even when I'm on the field as well. That's what I'm trying to do, you know, trying to get back in game shape now, you know, being out for a while. But it's been a ride. It's been a ride, you know. It's something that we can learn from. You know, we haven't had a chance to deal with this that much, this much adversity. So I think it'll say a lot about us the way we finish.
Have you always been that guy?
Mm-hmm.
That guy that, yeah. The emotional guy, the rah-rah guy?
Yep, that's been me.
Since when?
Fourth grade, fifth grade? Since I was 7, 8 years old when I first started playing. I was the quarterback and the linebacker. So
my
middle linebacker.
You were a good
quarterback,
weren't you?
Yeah, I took care of football. You know, I ran it a little bit, threw it a little bit. You know, I was young, so we didn't throw too much. But I was the guy that they looked to. And it tends to be a theme. So, you know, I want to keep that going, man. I like to be that guy. I think that's something that you take pride in, you know, when other people look at you as a leader. You have to hold yourself accountable and hold yourself to a higher standard.
When did Sean Weatherspoon become Spoon?
I would say
because there is Sean and then there's Spoon.
Yeah, it
Spoon
happened.
Plays on Sunday. Sean is the guy the other 350 odd days a year, right?
Right, right. I think it started on the playground, you know, as a kid in grade school. My buddies would call me Spoon out there on the field and out there on the court. But it seemed like in the classroom, they would always say Sean when they were referring to the teacher, you know, as, you know, saying that Sean did it,
yeah.
You know, or Sean was the one talking. It wasn't
right.
Me. And my mom, she always called me Sean. But, you know, a lot of people don't know. My first name is actually Franklin. So when I'm in trouble, my mom says Franklin. That's when I know. That's when I know it's real. But, you know, I've been Spoon for a while, ever since about like fourth grade, man, been out there on the playground back in Jasper, Texas. And it just kind of it kept going. And I typically when I meet people, I tell them my name is Sean, but then they start calling me Spoon.
Franklin?
Yeah, that's the first name.
Can I go with that Franklin on the radio?
Hey, you know what? I'm cool with that. I love my name. It's presidential. Franklin Deshaun Weatherspoon. So it's Franklin D. Weatherspoon. That's a pretty good name.
That's very presidential.
You know, so I'm going to have to work on that.
All right. You ready for third and short?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
What you got for me?
High school mascot.
Jasper Bulldogs. I'm a dog.
What color?
Crimson and white.
Really?
Crimson and white, yeah. A little bit of Oklahoma kind of color, but, you know,
not
an Oklahoma
guy. Say.
But, you know, we got some good colors. Man. We got some good school colors.
All right. What do we need to know about Jasper, Texas, the jewel of the forest,
jewel,
by the way?
Jewel of the forest.
What do we need to know?
I think you need to know that it might be the only city, I'll say in Texas, I won't say the country,
okay,
where you have two defensive captains from the same town on two NFL teams right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You and who?
Red Bryant for Seattle.
Is that right? Yeah. Both from Jasper, Texas.
Jasper, Texas, Jasper High.
No kidding.
Two defensive captains in the NFL for the past 2 years.
How big is that town?
7,000 people,
man. And got two NFL defensive captains?
Wow.
Right? That's pretty good.
Right, man. He's definitely the richest man in Jasper, Red Bryant.
But you got to be close.
You know what? I'm reaching.
I got you. All right, if you were a comic book hero, which one would you be?
I think I would be... Was Blade a comic book? Was that Marvel? That's Marvel, right? Yeah. I would be Blade.
Would you?
That's what I'd be. I pull out the sword and you know, let them know it ain't going down like that.
All right. Favorite book?
Favorite book. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Okay.
That was one of my favorite books to read when I was in second grade, and it's just still today one of my favorite books.
Coolest thing that's happened to you since you started playing professional football?
One time I was late for my flight. I was in Houston. I was coming back to Atlanta. It was, I got the call. The coach was like, the lockout's over. You got to get back here. We got work to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, coach, I'm coming. So I booked the flight, and I slept a little late because I wanted to get me one night, you know, one night of the lockout, you know.
Right.
Had to get it in. I got to the airport, and I was running a little bit late, and this guy recognized me. And he was like, I know you. You're that Weatherspoon kid from Jasper. And he put me on the, well, I don't know what you call it, I'll call it a golf cart.
The little cart through the airport?
Yeah. And he took me through, man, and got me right to the gate. I made the flight.
That's the coolest thing that's happened to you?
That's one of the coolest. I'm telling you, that was real cool. It was kind for that guy to do that to me.
All right, last question. 15 years from now, what will Sean Weatherspoon be doing?
15 years from now, I think I'll be coaching maybe high school, maybe middle school, maybe younger kids, but I will be involved with kids. And, you know, I'll be speaking at, you know, schools and things like that, just trying to encourage kids and just make a difference. I just want to be impactful.
I like it. Sean Weatherspoon, our guest this week on What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's.